baby. What you got for me? Ooh, baby. You so nasty.
Just how nasty is nasty. Just how nasty. Do you want it, baby? Just how nasty.
Oh, baby.
Is nasty. Just how nasty. Do you want it, baby? Just how nasty.
Right there.
Is nasty.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the How Nasty is Too Nasty podcast. As always, I'm your host, Naomi Pete, author of Broken Vows and In the Panty Drawer. I decided that to avoid putting off the podcast until I have a full episode with a book to review, I will produce mini flash episodes between the normal full-length podcast to satisfy your nay-nay craving in the meantime. These flash episodes will be called Quickies, and they will not have a full review of one of the erotic elite. Just some personal news about me and a few new pieces of poetry or short stories that I've drummed up. Now to give you a big update on what's been happening with me for the past month or so. I know that you've probably been wondering why there haven't been any casts in the last month. I had been enjoying my hometown of Las Vegas for a week at the beginning of June, enjoying my family and celebrating my 18-year-old niece's graduation from high school. Woohoo! I haven't seen the family in a good 6 or 7 months, and it's a much-needed recharge of my internal emotional battery. So my daughter is now safely with them, enjoying her authentic Chinese culture, and I'm home with hubby, enjoying our temporary freedom. I say that, but to be honest with you, I miss baby girl already. It just isn't the same without her around. We're so close, and we enjoy spending time with each other, so not having her here is definitely difficult. I've promised myself that I'll write more while she's away, so I'll try to make the most of my time. The most important thing that happened to me in the last month or so has been, on June 12th, I was involved in a ridiculously severe car accident. My Trailblazer was completely totaled, and I suffered a bout of unconsciousness, along with a severe bone bruise on my knee, a displaced patella, a torn ligament in my wrist, several stitches in my lip, and bruised and fractured ribs. So I'm still recovering, and I have been on some serious pain medications, so I haven't been in any frame of mind to do the podcast, and I do apologize to all of you who've been patiently waiting for me to return. I will try at least to commit to doing at least one quickie a week until I get back on my feet from now on. On June 25th, my hubby and I did attend our yearly convention in Columbus, Ohio, the Origins Gaming Convention. I was heavily assisted by Loratab and Percocet prescriptions. It lasted from Wednesday through Sunday, and we stayed for the whole thing. Like I said on the last episode, I am a big gamer geek girl. I love to collect comic books, paint miniatures, play role-playing games on the computer and the tabletop. Think Dungeons & Dragons, but so not. And like I said before, it's the one time all year that hubby can relax and kick his feet up and do something we both enjoy for a whole week, and it's so much fun. Again, if you want to read my write-up of the convention packed with pictures, you can go to www.addicted_2_RPGs, that's RPGS, .livejournal.com. So it's addicted_2_RPGS.livejournal.com. I've started writing up this year's con already, and I'll be finishing it up in installments because there's just so much to tell. But enough about me already, let's get to the nitty-gritty. I have 4 new poems to throw your way, and I hope that you like them. They're called I've Been Missing You, You Got to Be Kidding Me, What You Think About a Big Girl, and Pandora's Box. Several of the poems are inspired by my girl Shanae Green Dowdell and her weekly internet radio call-in show, Erotica Gone Wild. You can catch her every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Time by either logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/eroticagonewild or call into her show by dialing 646-652-4672. Shanae is the author of Keeping It Tight, and she is also the editor of the erotic short story compilation Mocha Chocolate. She conducts some of the most uninhibited talk on Blog Talk Radio, and she's a very close author friend of mine, so check her out. 9 times out of 10, I am on her show reading some of my work, so call in and give me a shout-out as well. She always has a certain topic each week, and I often tailor my poetry to her topic. So the four that I'm reading tonight are a few of the ones that I came up with for her show. So without further ado, let's dive right in. I've Been Missing You by Naomi Peet. Hey baby, I've been missing you. Even though I've only been away for 2-3 days at the most, I can't get you out my mind. Every night I close my eyes, I just seem to find visions of you dance through my head. In deep sleep, I writhe slowly on my bed. My back arches and my breathing comes fast. I envision all that good loving you've laid on me in the past. I don't spend many nights away from your arms, wrapped tight in your love, safe from hurt and harm. So a couple of days and nights seem like forever. I'm counting every moment until we can be together. It's like I can feel your rough hands caressing my skin. It's like I can feel you massaging me from within. It's like I can smell you sweat dripping down onto me from above. Then you flip me around. It's like I can hear you digging me out from behind. It's like I can see you taking me while I moan and while I whine. It's like I can taste you every single inch. It's like I can feel you as you lick, squeeze, and pinch. I wonder what you're doing. Wish you were doing me. Wonder what you're looking at. Wish it was all this booty. Wonder what you're eating. I got an idea. Let me feed you. Let me feed you. I got it all right here. Hey, baby. I've been missing you. Miss Kitty wants to say hello. Wish you could come and knock it out until my back was so. In my sleep, I dream of us and the love that we make. With us, love and fucking is the same, make no mistake. Cause you know I like it rough. Slow and steady loses the race. I need you to slam me against a wall and bust a creamy nut in my face. I need you to break that damn headboard and crack it in two. I need you to fuck the shit out this bitch. Make me say, ooh, damn baby, I've been missing you. What I'm gonna do? Laying here alone, slipping in one finger, then two, sliding my palm up and down, rubbing on my clit, getting sloppy like you like me, preparing this love biscuit. I've been missing you. I've been missing you. I miss you. I miss you. I'll see you tomorrow, and I hope that you're ready to give mama what she's missing. Sling that cock so hard and heavy. I'll be seeing you soon, and believe me, you'll be seeing me too. Cause damn, baby, you just don't know how I've been missing you. And now another poem by Naomi Peet. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me, talking all that yang about how you got it down and how you do your thing. You gotta be kidding me, talking all that smack about how you got the gold, how you hit it from the back. I must admit, to look at you, you look like you got it, but I know the ones who talk about it usually ain't about it. You gotta be kidding me, talking about you got that big 10 when we both know you one of those short, short men. You keep telling me about all the things you're gonna do if I ever let you hit it, if I let you come through. Oh, please, brother, talk is cheap and big talker. All the ones who come weak, it's usually the quiet ones who really got the clout. It's usually the shy guy who can knock the bottom out. It's usually Mr. Subtle who can get the job done. It's usually the calm ones who can make Nene come. So don't come at me like that. You know your game is whack. I don't wanna hear all about you being the Mac. Don't talk about it, be about it. Stop trying to be smooth. Or all that shit you talking, you'll never get to prove. Y'all, I'm sorry. I had to laugh. I had to laugh at the last one because that is my sad attempt at putting some of my poetry to music, and it came out sounding like some whack ass rhyme from back in the 80s or something stupid. Oh wow, I'm sorry y'all. I'm actually really sorry about that last one. Whew. But the poem itself was good. If I would have just left it, if I would have just left it alone and not try to be cool with it. But that just shows you how cool I am not. Wow. Okay, so now I've got another one that is kind of fast. And I'm going to try. Sadly, I'm going to try it again. Whew, I really hope this works out better than the last time. And I just thought I'd apologize. You know, I was going to record over it and just not let y'all hear that at all. But I thought I would let you hear it just so that you could see how uncool your host really is. So if you had any doubt previously, we no longer doubt that. So, okay, here's another one. This one's called, "What Do You Think About a Big Girl?" "What You Think About a Big Girl" by Naomi Peet. "What you think about a big woman with thighs to spare, with big fat titties, a round rump, and long flowing hair? What you think about a confident lady who knows she's the shit, whether you know it or not, at the beauty salon for a fresh wrap, a full set, and a petty on Saturday at 9 on the dot? What you think about a hottie who shops at Lane Bryant, getting that fly silk teddy, screaming hell on that diet? What you think about a big girl who cooks for her man, who throws it down in the bedroom like only a big girl can? What you think about a big woman, sexy and thick, ready to jump up and ride, ready to gobble up that dick, ready to do a sexy striptease and flaunt all this ass, ready to be sexy and naughty and still have class? What you think about a thick girl who makes them skinny bitches jealous just cause they lack the confidence and secretly want to be us? Wish they had all this body, wish they had all this shape, wish they had these fly legs, and wish they had this pretty face. Skinny ain't it, bitch. A grown man wants a big toy. A real man don't want a girl that feels like a boy. They want something to play with, something to hold on to. That's why I'm about to get something to eat. And skinny bitch, you might as well come along too." Okay, that was much better than the other one. And now we have one last poem before our quickie is done, and it's "Pandora's Box" by Naomi Peet. "You say that if I really love you, I would happily agree to do all the things you ask of me, fulfill your every fantasy. But what I want to know is, can you really take it? Can you be a man and not be intimidated? If I unleash the freak in me, will you still seek to be with me? Will you still want to marry me if I let you see just how freaky I can be? We walk down the street and you take a quick peek and ask me if I saw the girl who just walked by with a short mini riding up her thighs, with a tattoo winding up her legs, with a long hair flowing to her waist. You smile and wink at me. I know you're testing me. I know what you want my answer to be, but I act like I didn't see. What you don't know is I've been there already. She didn't stop to chat because she didn't want to embarrass me. I've made that chick scream in the middle of the night. I've made her question what was wrong and what was right. She left her man because of me, even though she first thought she was strictly dickly. I smile back at you and shrug my shoulders and act like I don't already know her. You see, you think you know what it is you want, but what you don't know is that you probably don't. Want to see all the tricks up my sleeve? Maybe if you're lucky, one day I'll let you see. After we've been through hard times and more, you might earn the right to see the freak at my core. After you've shown that you'll stick with me through thick and thin, then I might open that secret door and let you peek in. Once I know for sure that your love is pure, that you really want me and no one else, that I can trust you above anyone else. Right now, there's some things you don't need to know. We need to take baby steps. I'm gonna take it slow. Some things are worth waiting for. Right now, I know you're thinking with your cock. So for now, I'm keeping the key to my Pandora's box." Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. I know I enjoyed doing it for you. So that will do it for us tonight. Once again, I truly hope that you all enjoyed the show. Please leave me a comment on the show blog at www.hownastyistoonasty.blogspot.com and let me know what you think. Also, if you like, please donate to the tip jar on the screen as well, and all tips are definitely appreciated, especially during this time when I am still recuperating and not going to work. And the doctor has not said when I will be going to work. We're trying to see when the ribs heal, and there's not much you can do for fractured ribs but wait for them to heal, so... Definitely, if you'd like to donate to the tip jar, they would be very appreciated. Until next time, remember, nasty is not the same as naughty. Naughty is not the same as raunchy, and raunchy is not the same as sexy. But Naomi is all of the above. Good night, y'all.